some sign of life. Dorothy and Nora had been driving the deserted countryside lost for hours. They had made a lovely picnic on the shore, but had missed a turn somewhere on the way home. They had ridden in silence for the last half hour when Dorothy spoke.
"I really have to use the John."
"Do you want me to pull over so that you can go by the road? We haven't seen anyone else for a while."
"I can't do it in the woods beside the road."
That was when Dorothy finally saw some sign of human life. There were tire tracks off the side of the road. The tire tracks led up a hill, and on top of the hill, she saw a house.
"Nora, turn right here."
Nora turned the car, and they were jostled by the bumpy hill.
"Slow down, Nora."
"I thought you liked bumpy rides," Nora said, but she downshifted anyway and eased the car over the hills and the holes of the yard up to the house. Dorothy looked at the house and hoped for someone friendly and some sort of facilities. Almost before Nora had stopped the car, Dorothy had jumped out and hurried to the door. She looked around as she went to see if she could get a glimpse of an outhouse.
"You can stop dancing. I'm sure they'll let you in."
Nora joined Dorothy at the door and was adjusting her hat. Dorothy knocked on the door and it opened a bit. She stuck her head inside and choked on the smell of decay. It reminded her of the summer she had lived above the butcher shop.
"Hello?"
Nora called out from behind her. She pushed the door open further and then wrapped her arm around Dorothy and guided her in.
"Is anyone here? We're lost and my friend here needs to use your powder room."
There were no lights on inside the house, only the dim light that streamed in from the windows. Nora crinkled her nose.
"It smells like a barrel of rotten apples in here."
Dorothy knew that smell was not rotten apples. Her eyes adjusted to the gloom. Past Nora, she saw the old woman staring at them from the corner.
"Nora?"
Dorothy nodded her head towards the old woman. Nora looked over and saw her.
"Oh, I am sorry. I've forgotten my manners. But you see, we have been driving a long time, and we are lost and tired. My name is Nora, and this is my friend Dorothy. I hope you don't mind, but the door was open."
Okay, y'all, this is Heidi. This is part one. Check out part two. Thanks. Bye.